Chairman, I was just going to ask if we could hear John speak. I've frankly been half a dozen PBL meetings over the years when he's been CEO. I've never actually heard him speak. Could he actually talk a bit about what he brings to the board? And I note that protest vote of $126 million. If you strip out your stake, James, of what, $158 million you've got, JA's getting up around a 40% protest vote there, which would put him in the top 10 protest votes of all time within ASX 100 directors. So clearly there's an issue here with your institutional shareholders. Clearly one or both of the major proxy firms, Glass Lewis or Risk Metrics, have recommended a vote against John. I'd be interested if you could inform the meeting as to what the issues were and whether the board is looking at the issues raised and will change any issues that have been raised by your shareholders, presumably through these proxy advisors. Thanks.
Thanks, Sam. At the end of the day, John's received 75% of the votes for. I think John has clearly received a lot of publicity from, unfair publicity in my view, from the media over, frankly, PBL media. I think that that is not a topic for this meeting. Obviously, the CMH meeting will follow. But John has done a terrific job as the CEO of PBL before this year. Clearly, we will speak to the institutions who have made the votes that you just referred to. But I can assure you, John does speak often, speak loudly, and has done a very good job for the company.
Stephen, I'd like to confirm, actually, the stranger said I'm not a deaf mute, and I'm not sure if that protest putting in the top 10 is something to be, something at the moment to consider. It's very easy to say that people just sit on boards and that's all they do attend. I'm actually on four other game-related boards, which take up a reasonable amount of time, from Melco and Aspinall's and Crown Melbourne here in Burswood. And on top of that, I've been given a variety of specific duties by the board. One is with Rowan to supervise, assess, prioritise the CapEx program, which is unprecedented in this company's history. And there's a view that we want to make sure we get long-term value for shareholders about where we're spending the money, what monies can we either postpone, defer in this difficult trading environment, and at the same time, is there a different way to prioritise? And secondly, it might be seen as a relatively small view, but the upgrade of the restaurants, bars and cafes in Crown has been something given specifically for me to do over the last several years. And as we sit here today, the changes we've made in attracting some of the more high-profile restaurant owners both in Australia and from abroad to Crown has been not just a critical success, but more importantly, for Crown's commercial success. So that's what I do.